Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
Look, okay. Snack.
Why are we not starting every episode like that?
You always cut it out. I say it time and you splice it on out.
Ah, gotta get with it. Do you want to eat some sandwich chips?
I do. It's the most wonderful time of the year when Lay's releases limited time flavors. And they look strange.
I have been looking forward to this for quite a while.
I'm optimistic and concerned.
I'm jealous. I want the one that I don't have. I think
I'm good with what I have, I think, but I wish I had all three. So there's three flavors. Sarah and I have split them and totally on purpose, so and not because I couldn't find any.
So we have Lay's Wavy in Cuban sandwich flavor.
Yeah. Bold, savory, and crunchy.
And then you have...
The BLT sandwich, which are smoky, zesty, and crispy.
And are those just original Lay's?
Yes.
Or are they wavy as well?
They're regular flats.
And I have baked Lay's buffalo chicken sandwich. And they are spicy, tangy, and crunchy.
Ooh, two crunchies. And girl, you know we did tangy last week and I'm good.
Do you want to try the Cuban first since that's what we both have?
I think so. So all over the bag, it has like little things. It says pressed way down and hot or cold. And then on the side, it says pickle. Okay. I'm opening it. I got a whiff. I don't think that I've had this sandwich. Have you?
Have.
Okay.
Only once. Do you remember? Of course you remember. Margarita we worked with in Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
One time she overheard me say, I'm so poor, I can't even buy dinner. And she took me seriously and she brought me groceries and she packed me lunch.
Aww.
And she packed me a Cuban sandwich and a carton of milk.
A beautiful sandwich companion milk.
Because I needed it for my health.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, I have a non-traditional glass of water to wash mine down, but you do have milk, yes?
I went with water as well tonight, just because, you know, the cold. These are an odd color.
I'm pulling one out right now, and this one, yeah, it's kind of weird. Do you want one, Lily? Oh, Lily didn't want it. That's not good. Let's try it.
Okay.
Ham pickle. Here we go. The pickle really shines.
It really comes through.
Holy crap. Okay. That is not offensive. It is just nothing that I enjoy. Woo, it is hanging around.
Agreed. It was very pickly. It was very pickly. And I don't remember it being a pickle forward sandwich. But I mean, I've only had one over a decade ago.
Okay, wait. I gotta look up something. Man, my mouth is just bleh. Okay. Google is telling me that it is bread split in half, and then mustard, cheese, pickles, ham, pork, and then cheese again. The glue is the cheese on both sides, salt and pepper. But from what I can tell, it's
a pickle sandwich.
It's, yeah, and I mean, on the picture, there's only one little layer of it, but this is not for me at all. But I have to do the same thing I think that I did for the ketchup chips, which is go absolutely neutral with it, and that's a 5.
You're kinder than me. I'm going 3 because I'm voting with my heart, and my heart says, no, thank you. I don't want pickle-flavored chips.
Oh, I hope Matthew likes these. I'm going to close them up. Sorry for the crinks. Oh, Lily did eat hers.
Oh. Well, someone now, liked them.
Now she's looking at me like, why aren't I eating the BLT ones, Elizabeth?
Would you like to get that pickle taste out of your mouth and try those next?
I do think that I will. Now, I'm more familiar with this sandwich. But if I were eating it, it would be a BL. I would not have tomato, nor would I have mayonnaise. But that's a pretty good sandwich to me. Some bacon and some lettuce. Woo! What a scent. What a stench. Okay, here I go. Well, it has that very, very familiar fake bacon. And that is a little bit of the only thing that I'm getting. And I feel like we've had chips where I can taste the bread sometimes, which sounds insane.
But we have.
Yeah. And I'm just, it's the bacon is the pickle of this chip. But
is it good bacon like in the bird chip?
It's close, but it's not bro chip material. And now I'm feeling the exact same way that I have recently, where I try and do a neutral rating that forces, I don't love this, but I'm going to give it a 7 because I would eat it every time over the Cuban chip. Ugh, I've got to get a handle on my rating scale. Crunchy. And you know what? It was not lying. It was pretty crispy.
This leaves me with the buffalo chicken chip. And I'm already torn about how I'm going to feel about this because I don't like baked Lays. I think they have no flavor.
Now, I'm being hundo genuine when I say I would pick the baked barbecue over a lot of chips.
I don't know that I've ever had a baked barbecue.
I don't know why I'm like, it just sings to me, Sarah. So maybe that's what the buffalo chicken will do for you.
I will say the bag for the bait is way crinklier. It's like Sun Chip crinkly.
Is it compostable?
Possibly. It doesn't say, but... Oh, you wouldn't like these. They spell spicy and tangy. And
that's my enemy made it. Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to go. No. No. It's too tangy. And it like has the fake meat taste. Lays. I'm a little disappointed. I'm giving that a 2. It was bad. I would eat the pickle chips over it.
Oh my God. First of all, love that that's just what we're going to call it. Well, that's really disappointing because in a hypothetical, that could be a really delicious thing.
Hypothetically, these all were supposed to be wonderful.
I'm wondering, thinking back, if my memory of the American Lay's chips are fair, because have we liked anything? We liked the chip flavored chips, I guess.
We did enjoy the chip flavored chips.
But sandwiches don't translate the same as chips do.
I wanted to bring this up when you were eating yours. When I was searching for it, I think it was on Target. They didn't have this BLT, but they had a different BLT called Summer BLT. And I want to know what the difference is.
What do you remember? Did it kind of look like a picnic?
Yeah.
I think we've had that.
I think we have too.
Okay, there's the... Yeah! We had the Summer BLT chips in the summer of 2021.
Oh yeah, Summer Lay's.
And Gray Folded wrote, "Hell yes, finally."
What did he message me about? Oh, the Doritos. He was really pumped about those.
Man, I wonder what I gave those other ones and if they're different at all. And what maybe is different about the summer versus the sandwich. Well,
and why are they both out right now?
Yeah, well, we're waiting, Lay's. Please respond and sponsor us. Please.
They couldn't have been that good because we don't remember them.
No, and literally, if I didn't spend 3 hours drawing it, I wouldn't have.
Well, it was a chip.
Yes. Yes, it was. And good on ya. We'll be back soon with a message from our sponsors.
I'm leaving that in.
They haven't been doing Dear Hank and John every week, but they always did fake sponsors. And then one of their real sponsors was like always finding life insurance. And then John did a fake sponsor about how it's been a bit this whole time, but people really should have life insurance. And Hank was like, "We're done now with this. Thank you." Okay, kiddo, you got any thumbs up or down or out of touch?
Boy. No, not ready to bring that segment back yet, but I do indeed have a couple thumbs up, and actually they're delayed. Like after we hung up last week, I thought, oh, I had so many things to tell you. Have you watched Jury Duty?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It really is. I obviously such a fan of Mackie, and I was really excited when he posted that, and it was uncomfortable and charming, and thank goodness for that last episode, because I truly did not know if I felt good about the experiment the whole time.
They couldn't have found a better person to experience that, and they were so kind to him. And he was so kind to everyone.
Really, the patience of a saint. Did your heart just skip a beat when he showed that boy A Bug's Life?
Oh my gosh. And he they're both inventors and they're a little misunderstood.
Just beautiful.
The purest of the pure. So I actually watched it a few weeks ago, binged it all in one day, and then last weekend I made my parents watch it, and the next day, maybe I guess when I came back from work, my dad had finished it without me. So spreading the good news of Jury Duty. I'm only sad that there's no way they'll ever be able to do it again.
It was a once in a lifetime thing. I saw a clip where he had said that he was a fan of Parks, and then they had to make the one juror just like hang in the back because he's on Parks. And I recognized him and Mecki and the girl that was just like, and I run my dog's Instagram and my Instagram, and I'm an esthetician, even though I don't do that anymore. She's on a lot of Game Changer on that, the one
makeup. Yeah, I would have recognized her immediately, but I also probably would have fallen for that character. Like, it was close enough to what I imagined.
Very, very fair. Oh, I'm so glad that we both, I loved it.
And then my other thumbs up is Platonic on Apple TV. Been just trying to find something to watch to fill the void of all the shows that ended. And it's fun. And just continuing what has been a theme of the past couple years, that I think I'm okay with Seth Rogen.
What does that mean?
Like, he's not annoying. Like, I think he's okay.
Okay, I have not seen anything about this, and I'm adding it to my list right now. I would not watch anything on Apple TV if you were not keeping me up to date.
Now that I have access to it on my TV, and get ready for a lot more recommendations since I can't get Netflix on my TV. I mean, I'm not going to pay for it myself. Yeah. So it just popped up and told me to watch it. And I was like, oh, okay. And it's him and Rose Byrne. And they were friends in college, maybe, and drifted apart. And now they're, you know, becoming friends again. And just friends. And there's nothing more. It's platonic. But their chemistry is just great. They clearly have a lot of fun together. And I really love it. And I really like Seth in an interview about it. Was like, no, they're not going to have an affair. I'm not comfortable with that being a storyline. And I thought that was really cute.
I like that. And really would go against the name of the show. They'd have to rebrand.
What about you? You got any thumbs of any kind?
I do.
In touch or out?
I have a thumbs down to Showtime for canceling I Love That For You after one season. I think that's rude.
I didn't know that.
I just saw it earlier today and I thought, I can't text Sarah that. We got to talk about it.
That's really upsetting.
And CW is picking up all of these shows from, they picked up something from Australia and something from Canada. And I just keep thinking, am I just going to keep praying that the CW picks up things that have been canceled? That's not good. But my real thumbs up is, unfortunately, a Netflix thing.
Oh, no.
It's the final season of Never Have I Ever.
I knew that's what it was going to be. And I've found a workaround so that I can watch it.
Okay, that's good. I've really been enjoying it so far. And I feel like sometimes I feel something that a lot of people think. Sometimes I feel like no matter what I'm saying, the only thing that is being heard is like dead dad stuff. And I'm a lot of other things and I'm very complex, but I do have to live in my grief. And there is a way that they have told Davy's story about losing her dad that I have felt like very seen in. Nothing else in her life I can really relate to. we have not had similar journeys in that. But I don't know. And I'm sad to say goodbye to these people in a different way than I was the shows we talked about last week. But feeling, again, I keep saying blessed, but four seasons is of a pretty quirky show. That's from the heavens.
I mean, seriously, any show that is a mutual thumbs up from us to last, like, I love that for you. Because we loved it. It was doomed from the beginning.
We really need to watch less TV and it perhaps would thrive. I bet if we stop watching TV, the writers would stop their strike.
This is a good point. Do you think if we stopped watching TV, what would they bring back?
Probably everything. Just all of it. They'd say, what? Well, you know what? Weirdly, they'd start with The Big Leap.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It would start there. They would say, you know what? You've earned it.
Oh, man. But it's pretty good, and I'm glad you have a workaround. My other thumbs ups are all books. So I had told Sarah I was having trouble watching the most current season of Taskmaster Series 15. I have been able to find most of the episodes, but it's been a little harder. And in that, I finally read the second and third book in the Good Girl's Guide to Murder trilogy. And I also read Funny You Should Ask, a romantic comedy. And I really liked all of them. And that was a great palate cleanser for two young adult but intense mysteries that I read back to back. It was just like a pretty good week of audiobooks. Really liked it.
I love that. I am in a pickle currently because a while ago I put a whole bunch of books on hold at the library of varying hold lengths, and they all became available at the same time. And so I downloaded them all onto my Kindle and then turned the Wi-Fi off of my Kindle so that they can't take it back from me. But I also haven't had time to read, so I haven't finished them. And then while we were recording, I got a notification that a new book was available. And I don't know what I'm going to do.
Demetri Martin had this bit about when you're drinking something with ice in it and how all the ice, there's one that's saying hold, hold, and then they all jump at your face at the same time. That is what the books have done to you.
Yes, it is what they've done. And I picked a wide variety of books, not thinking that I kind of get in a rut when I'm reading, like I only want nonfiction or I only want fiction. And so I'm having trouble switching gears, trying to plow through this stack of books that I have. It's a lot of pressure.
Any of the titles come to mind?
Hold on. I can tell you. A bunch of Taylor Jenkins Reid books.
Excellent.
That are not in the Remarkable Women series.
Oh, the one with the post on the cover?
Maybe. I can't. The one that became available tonight was Forever Interrupted. Don't know anything about it. After I Do.
Yeah, that's don't know anything about one. That.
Oh, the picture on this one has some roads.
Yes, and I see that when I looked it up. So which is the toast one? I literally, what sort of situation? Oh, there is a cover of the After I Do with burnt toast. I was like, why would my brain have made that up? Okay, sorry.
Whole big stack.
That sounds interesting. I just became made aware of the fourth wing. Have you seen any hubbub about this book?
No.
It's dragons, so I wrote it off. But the people are at a school for people that are good at dragon riding. And I love that crap.
You love a magical school.
So I think it's what I'm going to use my credit on next month.
Well, keep me updated.
It says fly or die. And then it says graduate or die.
Oh, no.
So I will keep you updated. And let me know if you decide which one to read.
Okay, I will.
Listen to us. We are so smart and well-read.
Just well-rounded. We do not watch too much TV. What are you talking about?
Ooh, Cheyenne just started Carrie Soto.
Oh. I think Carrie was my second favorite.
Is Daisy your favorite?
No, well, like, of the women in the books.
I gotcha.
I don't even remember her name, but the girl from Malibu Rising, that is my favorite.
I have not read that one. Someday I will. Bow, bow, bow. Okay, kid. Pretty great recording. Top notch job.
I agree. And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.